You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Federal Trade Commission and a group of 48 attorney generals are suing Facebook. In lawsuits that they filed on Wednesday, they allege that the social network has violated antitrust laws and is a monopoly. Their remedy? Break the company up. Rebecca Heilweil is here to talk about it. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
So, not a brand new idea, right? Obviously, there have been a lot of politicians, most notably Elizabeth Warren, who called for breaking up Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg has been stressing about this probably since around then. So, like, what's the big deal about these lawsuits in particular? I mean, this isn't just politicians yapping. Tell me what these lawsuits are trying to do.
These lawsuits are important because they're asking a court to take the action of essentially forcing Facebook to sell both Instagram and WhatsApp. And if, you know, the court system decides that's what needs to be done, that's what needs to be done. We don't need Republican and Democratic lawmakers to agree on it. We don't need a president. It would go through the courts. So it's potentially a really, really powerful tool if the court, you know, comes up with that conclusion. I think one of the real problems for Facebook here is that there are all these communications that both lawsuits talk about that seem to create a pretty damaging picture for Facebook in terms of how they saw Instagram and WhatsApp. You know, so one email that comes up in one of them is Zuckerberg writing after the Instagram acquisition, "I remember your internal post about how Instagram was our threat and not Google Plus. You were basically right. One thing about startups, though, is that you can often acquire them." So, you know, this is not a great picture for Facebook.
So the thing is, right, is that the FTC, this agency that is co-leading these lawsuits against Facebook, they approved these acquisitions, or at least didn't block them when both of them happened. So why the change now? What exactly does the FTC know in 2020 that they didn't know a decade ago?
Well, obviously, both the FTC and the attorneys general lawsuits come after them doing investigations. So in the simplest answer, this has come because they've finished investigating. But the broader context is that there's been increasing pressure to take action against big tech, especially after 2016 in regard to Facebook. These lawsuits also are really focused on the impact that this would have on consumers and users and innovation. And essentially, the thesis is that we users have suffered in terms of our privacy, in terms of our access to different types of social media products, because Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp are all the same thing.
But legally, they need to prove, right, that there was anti-competitive behavior. Is that right? I mean, neither of us are lawyers, but this is a lawsuit. This is not a political argument.
Right. They're basically trying to argue that the FTC was, you know, not correct in originally approving these acquisitions, and that essentially these acquisitions were illegal and have wrongly helped Facebook create a monopoly.
From the consumer point of view, I mean, obviously a ton of people use Facebook, people use Instagram, people use WhatsApp. Like, you know, they're products that the average consumer uses because they like them. So what exactly is the harm to consumers that you think the FTC will need to illustrate?
Well, one of the main theses of this set of lawsuits is that by having all of these companies together, we've lost out, especially in terms of privacy protection. Hmm. And we would probably have better privacy if there was more choice and more options. It's also worth pointing out that what's at tension here in part is that Facebook sees a world in which Instagram and WhatsApp and Facebook, you know, Facebook, the platform, are all more integrated than they were before these acquisitions.
Right.
And, you know, for users, that might be a good thing, but that could also be a bad thing. And this raises a real tension in terms of what happens now, because, you know, Facebook's already in the process of integrating its direct messaging in Instagram and Facebook, and these are being intertwined as products.
So the idea is, in a hypothetical world, Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram are all competitors with one another. And even if we like the products now, that there's some hypothetical privacy protections that we do not enjoy today that we would enjoy on Earth 2, so to speak.
Yeah, that seems to be the sense, and potentially not just Instagram and WhatsApp, but maybe other companies that could have come about because Facebook wouldn't have had so much power in this other universe.
Okay, so Mark Zuckerberg has described the breakup risk as an existential threat. Can't imagine love being sued by the FTC and almost every AG in the country. What was their reaction to this?
Yeah, they're not thrilled. In a blog post, the company basically called the lawsuits revisionist history, and they kind of have a somewhat compelling argument, at least on face. The FTC had its chance. They approved these acquisitions, and they're basically saying, like, if you approve something and you can change your mind, what kind of precedent does this set? Another argument they're making is that they do have some competition from other apps like TikTok and Google as well, and in terms of like competing for advertising money.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it feels like there's more competition now than you could have argued 3 or 4 years ago. The big risk with these lawsuits is that they can just drag on for forever, right? I wonder, in the meantime, how Facebook or WhatsApp or Instagram might change.
Yeah, I mean, experts I spoke to told me that it's going to be at least until 2021, 2022. It's going to be, you know, very tense. Facebook is certainly going to push back. And, you know, this is all happening while we're getting a new administration that might potentially change what the rules for big tech look like. Of course, there was that big House antitrust report that happened a few months ago that came to similar conclusions and advocated for new legislation. So I think the question now is, like, does Facebook continue with the process of both integrating these features on Instagram and with Facebook? And also, how does it continue in terms of all the other acquisitions that it considers and, you know, its reputation for copying other apps and copying other features? And I think that's kind of what we should look at in the short term.
You can read more of Rebecca's work at recode.net. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.